If you've lived in Iowa for any length of time, you probably are aware of the Chickadee Checkoff. That is something that was created nearly 40 years ago to help fund some outdoor activities here in the state. Last year, more than 5,800 Iowa taxpayers helped to boost the wildlife conservation with donations to the Fish and Wildlife Fund, otherwise known as the Chickadee Checkoff, on their state tax form. Now, that might sound like a lot, but they say over the last 20 years, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports the number of donors has declined by about 50%, and it now represents only about 0.4% of the total taxpayers here in the state of Iowa. The decline in donors signaled a slight decline in donations as well this past year, which totaled a little under $147,000, and that was a decrease of roughly $8,000 from the year before. Stephanie Shepherd is a wildlife biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Diversity Program, and she says that they are extremely thankful for those who donate to wildlife conservation with their tax refunds. The funds are vital to the work on habitat development and restoration programs for some of Iowa's most vulnerable animal species. She says they would love to see the number of people donating increase, but it's hard to get the word out about that obscure line on your state tax form. The Fish and Wildlife Fund, which is commonly known as the Chickadee Checkoff, is a mechanism that the Iowa legislature created in the 1980s so that Iowans could donate to wildlife conservation on the Iowa state income tax form. Before this time, the so-called non-game wildlife had no dedicated funding. Non-game wildlife are the 1,000-plus species like songbirds, bald eagles, salamanders, turtles, monarchs, bees, and many more that make up the majority of the wildlife here in Iowa. The Chickadee Checkoff is one of the only funding sources for the Iowa DNR's Wildlife Diversity Program, and that's responsible for those species. Funding helps to improve wildlife habitat. It helps to restore native wildlife. It provides opportunities for citizens to learn about Iowa's natural resources and much more. Recent projects have been supported by the Checkoff, investigating the nesting success of bald eagles and also determining the status of the endangered Powasheik skipperling butterfly. Shepherd says one thing to beware of if you are if you're interested in donating is that the tax checkoff line is pretty inconspicuous and it's pretty easy to miss it. So she says be sure to remind your tax preparer that they have a client that would like to donate. Now, once located, donating, they said, is really easy. Just simply write in the amount that you'd like to donate next to Fish and Wildlife, which is line 21 on your Form 1040, and then the sum is either automatically deducted from the refund or it's added to the amount owed. Shepherd said if every Iowa taxpayer donated just a dollar, that would mean $1.6 million for wildlife and nature conservation. She's also mentioning, too, that new this year, if hopeful donors miss donating on the tax form, they can also make a donation to the Wildlife Diversity Program on the web. If you go to iowadnr.gov, you'll be able to search through and find a donations page there as well. They create recreational opportunities through the Department of Natural Resources for Iowans. They care for state parks and forests. They manage wildlife and fish populations for future generations. The DNR does a lot, and that's through partnerships with organizations and individuals, and those donations do make a difference. You can donate toward the Fish and Wildlife Trust Fund, as many Iowans have lifelong memories enjoying Iowa's outdoors in the field or on the water. And when you donate to the Fish and Wildlife Fund, you are helping to support the future of outdoor recreation in Iowa. That fund is constitutionally protected and supports research, management, and education activities for fishing, hunting, and outdoor safety. So from fish hatcheries to wildlife habitat, those donations can help maintain Iowa's strong outdoor traditions. Also, parks, forests, and preserves, there are lots of ways you can help. Imagine the bluffs of the Mississippi, the caves of Maquoketa, and the trails of the Les Hills. Now, when you support Iowa State Parks and Forests, you also help create a legacy for Iowa's most special natural places. DNR says donations to parks and forestry support recreation for both the young and the old, from hiking and camping to bird watching and bicycling, so you can help Iowa sustain its rich natural heritage, no matter where your favorite state park, forest, or preserve might be located. And also the Wildlife Diversity Program is supported. The DNR's Wildlife Diversity Program works to conserve more than 1,000 non-game species found here in Iowa. As we mentioned, it includes raptors, songbirds, amphibians, reptiles, bats, butterflies, dragonflies, and a whole lot more. Program funding helps to provide research, surveys, habitat development, education, and other activities to help protect the diverse and important native species. And there are places there where you can read more, or again, on that donations page, you can click to donate if you don't get it on the chickadee checkoff line on your state income tax form. Now, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is always looking, of course, for folks who might be interested to help out in different ways. Those monetary donations, of course, are always very important, but there are many ways to be able to donate. If you enjoy the outdoors and some of the things that Iowa has to offer, whether it's the parks, the trails, the waterways, just enjoying some of the nature out there, there are plenty of ways that you can help out. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says that their mission is to conserve and enhance our natural resources in cooperation with individuals and organizations to improve the quality of life for Iowans and to ensure a legacy for future generations. So if you might be interested in ways to help support that mission of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, you can also explore some other opportunities. For example, monetary donations. As mentioned, online donations can be made at iowadnr.gov/donate. And as an alternative to an online donation, they accept donations by mail as well. You can always mail in a donation. They have a quick form online you can fill out and submit with a check to the donations coordinator at the Iowa DNR. Checks made payable to the Iowa DNR. And if you'd like consideration for a special or specific use of that donation, you can also contact them directly to make sure that it goes to wherever you wish. Also, there are ways to donate, including product donations. Sometimes there are specific product needs where individuals or companies can help assist with the DNR's mission. That could be for special projects, perhaps educational events, or facility or land maintenance projects. Some examples of product donations include lumber, gravel, some prairie seed, digital equipment, mowers, binoculars, playground equipment, and kayaks. So if you have a product donation that might be able to help the DNR in their mission, you can contact your local state park or local field office, or you can just contact the DNR directly by going through the website. Also, there's another way to volunteer, and that's through your volunteer service. Lots of ways to make donations. Individuals and groups have contributed thousands of hours to the department, helping to assist with special projects, maintenance, or land management opportunities. Services have ranged from Eagle Scout projects, welding of park grill grates, repairing mower equipment, invasive species management in prairies, or laundry services to help clean park cabin futon covers. There are all kinds of unique ways that you could volunteer. So if you'd like to offer any service that might be available to help out in the DNR's mission, again, you can contact your local state park or your local field office to find out more. Also, another way to make a monetary donation is to bequeath an in-memory-of donation. Natural resources have a memorable effect on many people's lives, and there are times that the work of the DNR is remembered in bequeaths through a last will and testament or through a donation request that might be made by the family of a loved one who's passed away. And they always appreciate and are honored that last wishes might include leaving a legacy within Iowa's natural resources. So if you'd like to discuss how these types of funds can be integrated into the DNR's mission or discuss any specific interest you might have, again, you can contact the state DNR. And also there's the donation of land. The Department of Natural Resources acquires land to manage and protect natural resources and to provide recreational opportunities. The Land Acquisition and Donation Program contributes to the DNR mission by protecting wetlands, forests, scenic areas, prairies, wildlife and fish habitat, rare species habitat, and other resources. Donations for land can include full fee value, bargain sales, or conservation easements. And for more information regarding land-related donations, again, you can go online to the DNR's website, iowadnr.gov, and you can find out plenty more. So lots of ways that you might be able to consider some sort of a donation, whether it's your time, services, products, or money. And again, as you work on those tax forms for the 2023 year, that's another thing to consider too, is line 21 on form 1040. That's the line that hosts the Chickadee Checkoff. If you'd like to make a donation to the Fish and Wildlife Fund, that would be a good place to start.